Well, we're learning more today about David Katz, accused in that Florida gamer shooting of killing two and injuring nine before killing himself. His parents' divorce records show he'd been hospitalized for mental illness twice, been the subject of over 20 calls to police for domestic disputes. Yet he was still able to legally buy two guns in Maryland. Now, that state outlaws gun sales to anyone with a mental disorder, but it's the buyer's job to inform the seller. As disconcerting as that news is, there is other news that these kinds of mass shootings are less frequent than we've been told. The Federal School Safety Commission, led by Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, released a report this year stating that there were 235 school-related shootings in the 2015-2016 school year. 235. We reported on it at the time. That is a lot. But an investigation by NPR could only confirm a small fraction of those shootings. NPR education reporter Anya Kamenetz has been reporting on this all day. And Anya, I mean, these numbers are stunning. When I first heard them on Morning Edition, just how wrong is the report?
So we spent all summer, our interns, I should say, spent all summer calling these schools. We heard back from about three quarters of the 235 in the government's list, and we could only affirmatively confirm 11 incidents.
11.
Right. So a quarter we haven't heard back from, about two-thirds seem to not have happened. And that includes two large apparent clusters where every school in the district was erroneously reported in Cleveland and in Ventura County, California.
How could this happen?
Well, you know, it's human error, essentially. I mean, the Civil Rights Data Collection captures information from every single school in the country, 96,000 of them, and it is self-reported, self-certified. And this is a very, very tiny number of complete incidents. And so there's just a wide range of things that went wrong with this new unfamiliar item that they hadn't been asked before.
Yeah. So give an example.
Okay. In Cleveland, they say that they probably put the number on the wrong line of the survey. They meant to answer the question about possession of a weapon rather than a shooting. In other situations, something happened, but it wasn't exactly a shooting. For example, someone took a picture of a gun, posted it in social media. It was dealt with by the disciplinarians at the school, and that was reported in the wrong way.
As a shooting,
right. So, and you know, to be fair, obviously schools have a lot of different functions that they perform, and they are reporting information to the federal government, to the states. We have information from an internal report that the Civil Rights Data Collection commissioned, finding that schools were complaining even before this item came out that, you know, they have a lot of reporting burden, that the categories are confusing, that it's really a lot of work for them. And we see that in this level of error.
All right. And by the way, were the schools surprised? I know the interns were calling, but were some of them surprised that somebody thought there'd been a school shooting in their school? Or how did
they were shocked. I mean, you know, everything. Someone said, I think someone pushed the wrong button. I don't know how this could have happened. And, you know, the education department also told us that districts have started to get in touch with them and try to repair or correct this information.
Look, one school shooting is horrific, you know, but to think that there were 235 is stunning. And these stats are important because they're used to set policy and programs, things like, you know, schools deciding to arm their teachers and give them, you know, shooting lessons. How has that mistakenly high number been used in both action and debates over gun safety?
Well, I mean, you know, we've seen a huge year of action and debate and angst about school shootings. Many, many dozens of states have passed school safety laws. They're spending a lot of money. And I also think about the toll on parents and on children. You know, a recent poll that we reported on showed that triple the number of parents, about a third of parents, were fearing for their students' physical safety at school. And it's numbers like these that really feed into that kind of emotion.
Yeah. How has the Education Department responded to the investigation, yours?
Well, so in addition to saying, of course, it's on the schools, you know, it's the schools that self-report and self-certify, they have said that they're going to publish what's called an errata in response to some of these corrections, but they're not going to republish the original report, which is still out there, that's been out there since the spring.
So those reading that report, beware. By the way, I mean, we remember at the time thinking, wow, that's a lot. But, you know, but it went unchallenged, really, until you and your interns started looking at this. Do you think it's because we have this sense that there are so many shootings that, you know, maybe there could have been 235?
I guess so. I mean, I think for me, it stood out because I had been looking at, you know, the Everytown listing and other listings, and it was just an order of magnitude bigger.
Just,
but,
yeah.
I understand that there's a lot of numbers out there, so yeah. Sometimes it's good to take a closer look.
But it would have been almost one every day. NPR political reporter Anya Kamenetz, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.